that was interesting, like 10 megabytes.
Okay, so we're continuing from yesterday. And our issue is there's a machlokas.
No, whether or not you say hoel.
Okay, which means that
if you cook on
Yontif for chol, for after Yontif, so you're not allowed to do it, make the Torah. Okay? But, there's machlokas whether you get malchus or not. Okay, machlokas whether you get malchus or not. Definitely also there's no question whether you get malchus or not. So the argument why you wouldn't get malchus is because, hey, you're doing it now for not for after Yontif, but if guests come, it will be for Yontif. So therefore, it's like, it's not, you can't say that it's clearly sedate that this is a malacha, a maisa of bishul for a chol, because it's the character is indeterminate. Okay? You can't unequivocally say that it's for chol, because it depends. So then that's your intent right now. But if you say ho'el, it means you say since guests may come, so therefore it lacks in being defined as lachal. Okay? So that's the machalikas. Do you say that, look, right now there's no guests, and therefore you say it's defined as a maisa of bishul lachal, and therefore you get malchus? So you say no, is that since the guests may come, you consider that possibility, and that prevents it from being defined as a maisa of bishul lachal, and therefore you're not going to get malchus. Because the little isser is a maisa of bishul lachal. Okay, that's the whole. But everyone agrees it's still Asur Min HaTorah. So the question is why? This is the way the Rambam and Reinchan are. Okay, I don't know if anyone argues, but they definitely are this way. So why is it Asur Deraisa? So we said an answer, as you can say, is because there's a separate side for the lav, the los asay, of don't do malacha on Yantif. There's an asay of tishbos, of shvisa on Yantif, to rest. Rest means to cease doing, cease from malacha. And in terms of your cessation from malacha, you have to cease from all malacha except from malacha zochel nefesh, except from malacha for the day, for ochel nefesh, right? For ochel nefesh for the day. Now here, you're basically, you can't say that you're doing ochel nefesh, but you're doing it for chol. So the asay is the gavra's involvement in malacha. In terms of the gavra's involvement, he's definitely involved in malacha for chol. It's just that you can't, Bezdin can't objectively define it as a maisa of bishul chol because it's indeterminate, because we'll see, it depends what happens. But in terms of the Gavra's involvement in Shvisa, he's definitely involved in doing malacha for chol. So Shvisa is going to prevent him, so he's going to violate the asay of resting on Shabbos, on Yantif, if he cooks for chol. Even though maybe guests will come, but right now that he's involved in doing for chol. But Bezdin is in the framework of the Los Asay, because Malchus is for the Los Asay. The Los Asay you don't have unless the Maisa is determined as the Maisa Shachol, but that isn't because of Oel. Right? That's basically what we said yesterday. You can only keep it simple. The Los Asay that you say Oel and Asay you don't. Okay? We were talking yesterday then, maybe in Los Asay also, but let's keep it simple. Let's keep it this way. Okay, so now our question is that there's a dialogue in the Gemara between Rav and Rav Chisda. Okay? And the question revolves around cooking on Yontif for Chol, for Shabbos. Cooking on Yontif for Shabbos. Because we know you're allowed to. You know you're allowed to. You're allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. So Rav says to Rav Chisda, if you don't say Hoel, you don't say Hoel, so how could you possibly cook from Yontif to Shabbos? So he says, oh, because Erev Tov Shilin. He says, yeah, but Erev Tov Shilin is how is that going to permit you doing this in the Raisa? Right? So he says, oh, no, really, it's not in the Raisa. Because the Raisa, you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Okay, because of that whole other discussion, because it's one Yom and whatever, so putting that aside. Okay? But again, his question was, since you don't say Oel, what gives you a right to cook from Yontif to Shabbos? If you say, oh well, that a guest could come, therefore if you cook from Yontif to Chol, you don't get malchus, then I can understand why you could cook from Yontif to Shabbos. But if you don't say, oh well, so then what gives you a right to cook from Yontif to Shabbos? What allows you to do that? So the big question is what does that have anything to do with it? What does Hoel have anything to do with it? Hoel is a question whether you get malchus or not. Okay, the question is, if you cook from Yontif to Chol, do you get Malchus? Does Bezdin whip you or do they not? It's definitely Asur Deraisa to cook from Yontif to Chol. It's just a question of whether you get Malchus. So everyone says Asur Deraisa to cook from Yontif to Chol. So now he says, if you say, oh well, Then what? Then we understand why you cook from Yontif to Shabbos? What's the difference? Either way, it's an Asa Isra Deraisa. Still an Isra Deraisa. So he says, but basically the way the Rishon says that if you don't say Hallel, then he says, how could it be that an Erev Tav Shilin is going to permit you to do an Isra Deraisa, which has Malkus? If I say Hallel, then there's no Malkus. So then I can understand how you could do an Isra Deraisa. If it doesn't have Malkus, then somehow you're allowed to, because of Erev Tav Shilin or because Yanta or something. But if you tell me that you don't say Hallel, so there's an Isra Deraisa in place, I'm cooking from Yanta to Chol. So how could it be that an Erev Tav Shilin could permit you to do an Isra Deraisa, which has Malkus? And it's not clear what it has anything to do with it. Who cares if it has Malkus, doesn't have Malkus? The point is, that's a Deraisa. How could you do it if not? Not. Yes, yeah, so that's the bottom line is the question. What does Hallel have anything to do with whether or not Yanti should be allowed to cook from Yanti to Shabbos? Doesn't really seem relevant. Doesn't seem relevant. Hey, let me try to pull some things together here. Okay, and I think we just have to hold on tight a little bit. But I think the idea could come from the way we've been learning the previous sugya together, the way we're learning this sugya. I think it should all come together. Okay, but you're going to have to stay focused. Okay. Well, for starters, I think the right step, methodologically, I think Yonah is making a good step. Based on what we said yesterday, we just have to fill in the blanks. But the step is to say that perhaps, that when you have Hoel, if you say Hoel, then there's no Isser, there's no Los Asay left. It's just the Asay. Right? If you don't say Hoel, then you have the Los Asay also. Right? So Rab must be saying is that for some reason, if you say that there's just an asay, then I can understand why you could cook from Yantar to Shabbos. But if there's even a los asay, so what gives you a right to cook from Yantar to Shabbos? How could that work? Erev Tav Shilin, forget it, that can't help. How could you say a los asay? There's a los asay of cooking from Yantar to after Yantar. Who cares that it's Shabbos? It's not going to help you. But if it's just an asay, then I understand how it could help me. Okay, but that's where we have to fill in the blank, why that should be. But just like, as opposed to just being a Losa with Malkus or a Losa, you know, this is the Risa with Malkus or without Malkus, we're changing it from being Losa Say or Lasai. Okay? But the question now is, why should that matter? What about the Losa Say is such that from Yantar to Shabbos won't make any difference, but Nasai, Yantar to Shabbos will make a difference? Okay? Fine. So, let's recall the machlokas. Okay, this is going back a few days. The machlokas, whether or not your ochel nefesh allows you to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, or not, or only for Yontif itself. Is it only for Yontif itself, Simchas Yontif, or is it even for other mitzvos, or for Shabbos, because Kedusha Achas? That's something like Rashi, if you remember. So Rashi said is that Yontif and Shabbos really are one day. They have the one Kedusha. And the permit is to cook for a Kedusha Sayyam. The permit is to cook, not Melachas Chol, but Melacha of Yom Kadosh. Melacha of Yom Kadosh is permitted. Like that was the way. Right? Now the only question was, and that's why Rav Chisda basically says, you'll have to cook from Yom to Shabbos. Rava's only point was, but what defines it as Melachas Ochel Nefesh? But to find something as Malchus Ochel Nefesh is that it's only for immediately. Right? That's what Rashi said. Only when you're cooking for immediately, for now. And as we explained, because then it's part of the process of Achila. It's part of the meal. The permit of Ochel Nefesh is not just that the reason why you're doing it is because of the Shabbos or because of a meal, but it's the character, the action, objectively, is a Maisa of meal preparation. It's part of a meal. And that's the Heter Ochel Nefesh. Right? That was Machlokas Rabba and Rav Chisda. Is the permit of Ochel Nefesh that you're doing it for the purpose of your Ma'ilacha is for Yom Kadosh? Or it's not just the purpose, but the action has to be defined as a Maisa of Bishel for a Maisa of part of the meal, part of the Achila process. Right, and therefore, it has to be for immediately. Therefore, it can't be for Shabbos, because that's the next day. It can't be for the Shtei Alechem, because there's a gap, right, in time. Right, that was the way Rashi learned it. Is the heter only where based on the reason, the objective of your action, or based upon that, the action is objectively defined as part of a process of eating? Right? Correct, if you remember that?
Rabba again is the...
That the action is only permitted. The permit is that the action is defined as part of a process of achila. And therefore it has to be for immediate usage. Right? The action, it's not just that your intention is for besha, for achila, but it has to be the character of the action. Right? Tosus was also kind of like that. I mean, Tosus was, is it just the mitzvah purpose is the matir, or it has to be like malacha of Simchas Yantif? It's like the character of the action is on a Simchas Yantif. It's part of the Simchas Yantif. They're close. But now one more step is that this question is only a question in terms of the Lo Sasei. See, because the Lo Sasei, you're dealing with a formal Isser. Right? This is a formal law. This is an action which is prohibited. Now, what permits this action? It's also to do a Maisa Bishal, a Maisa Malacha. What permits the Maisa Bishal, the Maisa Malacha, is that the Maisa has a different, that's a different character. It's Malacha Sof HaNefesh. And the question is, what defines the Maisa? What uproots the character of Malacha, of Isser from the Maisa, and makes it defined as a Malacha Sater? Okay, is it your objective, or do you say you need something more concrete than that? It must be part of a process of a achila. That's what permits it. That it has a new character because it's part of a process. In order to matir Rabba's argument is that in order to permit an action, a ma'isa iser, in order to be a ma'isa iser, you have to have a concrete definition of the action as a ma'isa of v'ochel nefesh, as part of a process of achila. Otherwise, it won't be permitted. Right? That's Rabba's argument. But that's because you're dealing with a lo sase, which is a formal tzuras iser. But when you're dealing with asay, and asay is that it should be a yom shvisa, you should be resting, and you shouldn't be involved in malacha, except for malacha zochel nefesh. So in that framework, that's the framework of the gavra, that the gavra is not involving himself in malacha zochel, but he's involved in malacha zochel and malacha zochel yom kadosh. So in that framework, if the gavra is doing it for Shabbos, who cares if it's immediate? If it's for immediate usage or for later usage. The point is, he's involved in Malacha of the Yom. Malacha of Yom Kadosh. Okay, so it's true it's for later. And therefore, since it's for later, you can't objectively define the Maisa as a Maisa al Hamafesh. But insofar as the Gavra is concerned, he's doing it for Yantif. Or for Shabbos. For later, for Malacha of Yom Kadosh. Right? So insofar as the Asay is concerned, there's no problem with that there's a gap in time, because the Asay is based on Shvisa Lagavra. Shvisa Lagavra is based on what's he doing. So he's doing it for Yantif, or for Shabbos, or for Mitzvah. So that doesn't matter. The whole machlokas between Rabba's whole argument is that I understand that if it, in terms of the Asay, if all there is an Asay, if you say Hoel, and all there is left is the Asay, I understand how you could cook from Yantif to Shabbos. But if you want to tell me you don't say Hoel, and there's a Lo Sasei, so this means a formal iser in place, a tzuras iser, to cook from Yandan Yantif. And the permit of that is that the action is defined as Malachas Ochel Nefesh. That's the permit. So then, to define a Maisa as Malachas Ochel Nefesh, it has to be this for immediate usage. It must be part of a process of Achila. It can't be just defined based upon your intent and your objective. You need something concrete to define it. So therefore, how could it be that you have a right to do this action? It's a Maisa Isser, and there's no permit, right? According to me, it's just an assay. An assay, you don't need a permit to define the Maisa, you just have to be, are you involved in Yantif or not? And the answer is, yeah, I'm involved in Malachas Yantif, Malachas Yom Kadosh. So therefore, it's just fine, it's no question. But I hold, that's because I, Rabba, hold by Hoel, so I hold there's no Los Assay. And then I hold those just like the assay, and I understand, Shabbos, you cook Yantif to Shabbos. But according to you, you don't hold by Hoel. So you hold that there's an Olav in place. So if you hold there's an Olav in place, so how could you define the character of the, how could the Tzuras Isser be defined as a Maisa of Malachas Shabbos, of Malachas Yom Kadosh, if there's a time lag? There's a gap in time. So it can't be objectively defined as part of a process of Achila. So the point is, the Sfar we said yes last, a few days ago, Machlokas Rabba and Rav Yosef, I'm sorry, yeah, whether or not, Ruchista, whether or not you could define the Maisa, whether the Heter of Ochel Nefesh is based upon the Gavra's intent for Yantif, or for Yom Kadosh, or by the objective character of the action as part of a process, That's a machlokas in the framework of the lav, the framework of the formal iser of malacha. But that's not a machlokas. It's not a question insofar as the framework of the asay. Framework of the asay, there's no machlokas like that. It's clear that in terms of the asay, it goes by the gavra's intent. Right? Yeah, I mean, I think it's good. It comes far from, you know, it's without our whole way we've been learning the sugya, I don't know if we would have been able to get it. Or, you know, it's kind of putting everything together. Right? It's just all, it gives you a whole new perspective. It limits the machlokas we were talking about earlier in the week to the avenue of the los asay. Because the nature of a los asay is a more rigorous type of a thing, as opposed to in the framework of the asay. Remember, I remember where we had this in brachos. The question was, remember we said difference by the food which is not fit for eating. It's not fit for, if it's in your mouth, so most people wouldn't eat it. Right? Some people, you would eat it, but other people wouldn't eat it. So we said is that that since objectively people wouldn't eat it, there's no isser of eating it. Right? There's no isser of eating it. But in terms of the asay of giving shevach, so since you still relate to this ochel, you're still chayav to give shevach. So therefore, there's no iser. So therefore, it's just a mitzvah of shevach. But if it's an onus, if you can't say it because it's in a liquid and you can't spit it out, so then you have a right to just swallow it. But if there were still a los asay in place, then you'd never be able to, because the los asay is an iser, right? But you see a similar idea that when you're dealing with the los asay, you're dealing with a formal action, which is a prohibited action. It's a legal construct of a prohibition. This action is prohibited. But in the framework of the assay, it's a different, I mean, it doesn't, I don't know if all assays have to be this way, but it's a looser type of a formulation. I mean, in here it's because it's the shvisa of the gavra and his involvement in the om. And there was an idea of the gavra, it's more subjective because it was his involvement in the praise, in the shevach. Yeah. Just pointing out, it's not a klal that asays are less rigorous than los asays. It just happens to be here, the maisa, the los asay is a maisa of malacha, and a maisa of achilas without bracha. As opposed to the asay, is shvisa, which is an amorphous state of a gavra. And the shevach, which is a looser, is an idea of a gavra's involvement in praise. Right? But I mean, your average asay, let's say taking a lulav, but blowing a shofar, listening to a shofar, is also as rigorous, just as rigorous a form of tzura as any other, you know, as any other action, as any other los asay. So it's not, it just happens to be here that, I mean, so I don't want to give an impression that, I mean, it happens to be two sugyas in a row, it came out that the difference between the asay and the los asay, that the asay is less rigorous than the los asay. And it lends itself to more types of exceptions or whatever. But I think it's just a fluke of these two sugyas. It's not really,
if you find a third sugya.
I mean, just as an aside, I mean, just maybe just to make something clearer. But this is a point that I think Rebbe said. I don't know if it's, I've heard it from Rebbe, but maybe it's someone before Rebbe, maybe it's the Rav, I don't know. But it's an idea is that how could you have an asay of shvisa? This is, we were talking about this, Morris, yesterday. You were mentioning this a little bit. But how could you have an asay of resting? What are you doing? That's not an asay. What do? You wake up and you rest? Like, what is that? It's basically, doesn't it just mean don't do malacha? Right, so it means that it's a los asai. It's not an asai. What does that even mean? It's an asai.
But it doesn't say don't do malacha. It simply says.
It's true, but how is, the question is, how is that an asai? How is that a mitzvah asai? How is that an asai? It's like a positive thing. You're doing something. What are you doing?
So the Rambam would explain it as it's one of those mitzvahs that God gives to us as a gift.
But still, how is it an asai? It's not nice that God is nice for doing that, but still, how is it formulated as an asai? You can't make anything into an asai. Right? You can't make anything into an asai. Can't say.
I mean, you physically doing nothing.
Can't make every los asay into an asay. Doing an asay, I'm not wearing shanis, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. I mean, there's a difference in asay and a los asay.
Isn't that the same thing about kashrus or something?
Kashrus, there's also an asay, but there it's like to be mavkin, to differentiate between the simana and between the two. Yeah. You know, the kashrus. To look at the simana, it's like.
It has to be prepared to be checked.
What?
To be prepared to be checked.
Yeah, but you do have an asay, you know where you have it. You have it by Yom Kippur. There's a los asay you're not allowed to eat, but there's also an asay to afflict yourself. So what do you do afflicting yourself? So he said that there's a difference between that see, it's man's nature to eat, and it's man's nature to do malacha. It's part of man's nature. So therefore, to abstain from malacha or from eating is a positive state. Okay, it's a positive state. It's a privation. It's a concept of privation. It's not just an absence of malacha. You can't just be absent malacha because man's nature is he doesn't. Man's nature is he eats. You can't just not eat or not do malacha. It's not your nature. Your nature is you do these things. Man, by his nature, as a being, as a creature, does it. And therefore, you have to be shoves. You have to control yourself. You have to fast. Like fasting is a word. Fast. It's a positive word. You don't say, I'm not eating. You say, I'm fasting. Because you're constantly restraining yourself. Because it means it's your nature to eat. So since it's your nature to eat, it's active. It's not active in a mechanical sense. But in terms of the human personality, it's an action. He's refraining. He's controlling. He's stopping. So that's Shvisa. He's refraining. So now what's he refraining from? So in Yontif, he's refraining from Malachas Chol. He's allowed to do Malachas Hayom, but he's refraining from Malachas Chol. In the Shabbos, he's refraining from Malacha categorically, all Malacha. But either way, it's man's nature to do these actions. So therefore, you say it's a positive thing. So it's not only, it's an evil, it's a negative if you do malacha. But if you rest, if you cease, remove yourself, prevent yourself from malacha, that's an asai. That's resting. It's only because it's a man's nature to do malacha. Sheshis yom ta'asam malachtecha. Yom ha'shvi tishpos. That's what it means. Is that yom ha'shvi tishpos is based upon the fact that this man's nature is 6 days he does work, and on the seventh day he rests. So that's why it's a contrast. That's the pasuk contrasts the two. It's only based on that framework. If there's no, it wasn't your nature. That's why I say you can't say it's an asay to not wear shanas because it's not your nature to wear shanas. Just don't do it. It's a bad thing to do. Don't do it. Don't kill. It's no asay for not killing. Doing not killing. You're just not killing. Killing is it's not your nature to kill. You go out of your way to kill. That's an evil. The logical idea is I think it's based upon. It goes back to Aristotle or something like that. The idea of a privation is the difference between when you say a person is blind or if you say a bat is blind. It's not the same thing. See, because a person's nature is to see. So blind is a positive thing. It's blind. It's deprived of vision. But a bat is blind. Bats just don't see. It's not their nature. They don't have eyes or whatever. Their nature is they don't see. Yeah. Right? They have sonar. So that's not... A bat is blind. It's not... It's just that... We're used to seeing, so we say a bat is blind. But a bat's not blind. The bat just does like a plant isn't blind, the table isn't blind. Blind isn't a positive thing in a plant. Plant just doesn't have a positive property of being blind. But man has a blind man has a property of being blind because it's man's nature to see. So a guy who doesn't see is a positive quality of being a blind. So that's a positive. Blind is a positive characteristic of a blind person. But it's not a positive characteristic of a bat. Bats just don't see. It's just an absence. So an absence, depending on the status quo, could be a positive or it could simply be an absence. I think that's what Aristotle called the category of privation. That's what he called it. I mean, that's not how you say it in Greek, but... The thing is-